Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another year, New Year show of Venus in Velvet. My name is Toray, and I am your hostess. I like to see the test part. Hostess this evening. See, I got stuck on that. Okay, so I guess I got to say what I mean to say. That's our show topic tonight. I decided to do a little something more assertive for the new year. Say what you mean to say. Do you know that when you hold in emotions, when you hold in feelings, and when you hold in words, that can eat away at you. That can take away confidence, self-confidence. That can take away vision and insight for your dreams. And you're not just talking about when you go to sleep. I'm talking about your dreams and your life, fulfilling your dreams. Sometimes we hold back so much that we tend to do more damage than good. It's not always about being the nice guy or the nice girl. Sometimes you have to get down to the point where you just have to say it. You've danced around a subject far too long. And for the sake of maybe just keeping things going and edging along, you know, yeah, that's what you've been doing. After a while, that just doesn't cut it. And I always say it never works. It never works because eventually someone is going to implode or explode. So I have to say that, yeah, I've borne witness to too many times people holding back their truth, holding back what needs to be said. My grandmother Dorothy, who I always talk about when I do my tea leaf reading classes at the hotel in Casadega. Dorothy was a bit of a tell-it-like-it-is woman. And, you know, one of her daughters, Ruth, my aunt, same way. I don't mind saying the name. I'm sure she doesn't mind. But it's like, you know, it's not just about tact. And people often mistake this tact for being loud-mouthed or saying too much. And I mean, there are points where people do say probably too much and should kind of slow down on the verbiage. Then there are times when people just, you know, it's more painful that you can see it in them about holding back and holding all those words in. Most recently, I've heard all this talk about political correctness making a 180 with certain people in the limelight. We won't mention names, but I have to say that sometimes it bears a thought before opening the mouth. Politically correct, okay. We don't want to offend people by their saying their race or creed or religion in a negative way. That is where politically correct still has to come into play. I really believe that. When I see how far mankind has come and how much a blending of peoples and beliefs and connection there are out there, but there's still a ton of people who believe that they just call it like they see it. And you know, sometimes that can be seen as ignorance because it's not just calling it like you see it. Maybe you don't know everything. Maybe you don't know the whole story. You know, judge, let's not be judged, you know, if you're going there. But I do have to say that sometimes we're trying so hard not to offend that we don't ever get to the point. We don't ever really seal the deal because we're forced to being so overly polite, and that sometimes things just need to be said. And that's what I remember Dorothy saying a lot of is, sometimes things just have to be said. And, you know, that holds true in my own life. And We've had upheaval in the past 2 years at the holiday season with family and divorce and so on. And before it just took over and overwhelmed this family member, I was there, you know, in helping times and in need. And I was trying to be that good person and just supportive. And then pretty soon I felt like I was getting yelled at. And I know those are all emotions, but I said, that's it. That's enough. You know, and see, that's what I'm talking about. You have to speak the truth. And I said, we're not all going to dance around on eggshells for your benefit for another holiday for all this to be torn to shreds again. And everybody feel badly and nobody's supposed to bring anything up. And I said, no, that's enough. I said, we're done with all this. And we're moving on and we're celebrating in a happier way. And, you know, so what? So it's not like the best Christmas ever you could have. So what? You know, there'll be other Christmases and there'll be other days. And I think that's just it. We find ourselves pigeonholed into a corner and into a space where we don't really speak our truth. And not to hurt someone's feelings or offend, but sometimes it's just like putting a Band-Aid, just like putting a Band-Aid over a gaping wound. It's not fixing the problem. There's a lot more that has to be involved. Maybe there's big stitches involved. Maybe there's surgery involved. We don't know. We don't need to pretend and close our eyes or avert ourselves from our spiritual truth. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the calendar and so on, and also about our spiritual truth in other ways. So if you'd like to be part of the show or ask a question, 646-727-2585, and I'll be right back. Belly dance, belly dance. Welcome back to the show. My name is Toray, and you are listening to the Venus in Velvet radio show. Now, tonight we're talking about the truth. We're talking about speaking our truth and say what you mean to say. Many times we talking down to ourselves, that disbelief. And one of the common phrases that we hear is, I don't know. And that's, we don't need to say, I don't know. Let's retract that right now. And I'm going to give you a spiritual tip. We say in the I Am, this is International Association of Metaphysics. We say, cancel that, universe. We do know. We just need to say it. We do know. We need to say, if they say, oh, I don't know, I feel so lost, say, I'm just not certain which path yet. I'm sure it will come. We have to rearrange the verbiage. And, you know, or you can say erase, erase, erase. You can reprogram your words. You can take things to a level where you don't need to go, and that just gets heavier and heavier in negativity. So what my recommendation for you is, if you catch yourself in that thought, if you find that your deepest spiritual truth, you're not getting a feeling of strength from your words, and because you're dancing around what you really mean to say, then just say it. It feels good. It feels great. Most all the time, I tell you, I guarantee you, it feels great. Because at least you've said it, even if you've said it in a room alone, you've said it out loud. It's like a huge load off of your chest, a weight off your shoulders. So we have a few callers in the switchboard. I'm going to go quickly over the calendar of events. And as I mentioned on last show, that I kind of helped design this little contest at the Casa Diego Hotel on spirit photography. So Miss Diana, the owner, she's all excited. So we're going to do this in a judging on leap year, February 29th. So you have from now until the 28th to submit your photos if you've been to our hotel and taken a picture of spirit, a spirit, a fairy, an orb, an energy, anything that was shot in the hotel. Can't be around town because that's just, it's, you know, we're trying to get people to come into the hotel and experience the vibe, get the feeling. It's, you know, it's not all spirits everywhere. It's not like overload, but just the ambiance itself, people who are curious. This is a great chance to come out and bring your camera or your use your phone. Just bring us a copy of your picture, and we're going to display all the pictures. I think it's an interesting way to share one's perception of what they see. And, you know, always in my tea leaf classes, I say, what do you see in your cup? And people kind of fidget and, you know, fuss, and then I just go, just say it. Say what you mean to say. Say what you, and that's how I came up with the topic for tonight. Say what you feel you see, and you'll feel better just to proclaim it. So, and speaking of tea leaf classes, I just had one, so that's the second Saturday of every month. And numerology went well Sunday. Yeah, that was yesterday. Oh. And actually, they called me at Universal Studios, so I will be there tomorrow. And you may find me there if you'd wish to sit with me. I will be there. And for the rest of the time, I'm at Casa Vega Hotel, of course, or in private counsel if you call me or Skype me or email me. Let's take some calls on the switchboard here. Let me get back open that. Okay, we've got two calls here, and I promise I'll get to you both. Okay, caller in the 561. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you?
I am well, dear. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am okay. I love your topic tonight because it's really what I'm going through right now. A lot of things I'm talking about because I've got a man right now attending to other people on a website and continues to talk to me, but he won't come forward. I mean, I already know him, and he won't come forward any relationship, so I don't really know for me. Do you know what he wants from me? Is he just playing games? Or is he just shy and wants a relationship?
Okay. Well, I'm going to open up here with the first thing, and have you said that to him?
I have said that online to him, and he tells me he loves me. But then
okay.
He pretends to be other people. He's pretending to be some other people, and then he's telling me he's in love with me, but then when I see him, he runs away from me, so I'm not sure where this guy's really coming from. If this has been going on a while, I'm getting really fed up, and I'm not really talking to him that much anymore, because I'm really fed up.
So he says he loves you, and do you feel that same way about him?
I don't know him. He's not giving me that opportunity.
We caught ourselves in the I don't know phrase. Let's retract. Just be honest enough right now in this moment with yourself, dear. And I'm going to ask the question again. just be honest, because once we say it, then we can get down to business of what we need to do. So he says he loves you. Do you say you love him?
No, I don't, because I can't trust him.
Okay.
I don't know I love him.
Okay. Don't knock yourself out, and don't go crazy over this guy. If you don't love him, you're investing a lot of energy here. He may have really, you know, strong feelings for you, but you, my dear, have boundary issues that you have to lay down stronger. He has them, obviously, not in check with your boundary issues. You don't have good, clear communication and understanding of what that word I or that phrase I love you means. And if he says he loves you, why on earth would he want to be with anyone else? You know? And if you don't love him, you just like him, I see that you make new friends in a heartbeat. Okay? You honor your dream by wanting to say I love you to someone and having them say it back. So you honor that. If you can't say this to him, don't waste your time. Like you said, I'm leaving him alone. Then don't waste your time. Make new friends so your dreams can happen. So you can say that with a clear affirmation in your voice, very confirmed. So don't worry about this, because worry is a lower vibration. Do you understand that?
So do you feel he does love me, or he doesn't know, or he went another woman?
I'm just seeing that you are the one who is really doing the hesitating, and you need to rise above all this. You are honoring yourself correctly by pulling back and getting out of that space. So don't let him take up all the space in your head, okay? Because this is not where your dream lies anyway. If you can't say it and express it truthfully, I mean, I can understand if you were this choked up about somebody you painfully were being torn over because you love them so much. But it doesn't sound like you love them that much. It sounds like you're just uncertain of what they're going to do. Don't bank your happiness on what someone else is going to do. Just know that if they were going to do it with you, you'd know that already. You would know it. I say keep making new friends, keep standing your ground, rise above this situation, and don't let it take up everything that's about good about you right now, okay? Don't worry if he does, and if he doesn't, it's because you're laying the boundaries. You're laying the line across and said, if you love me, you don't see other people. And I keep feeling like you're seeing other people, so I'm pulling back. You've got to speak your truth. Don't wait for him to take the lead anymore on this. You have to take the lead. If you want the situation to change, you have to set the tone and take the lead.
So do you feel if I cut him off completely, that's come forward?
Well, I'm just saying, this is it. If you're wanting him, you've got to accept him as what he's doing right now, or you cut him off, you tell him exactly why, and then you let it sort itself out with him, because you stated your piece at that point. I see you rising above all this. I see that you move forward and start talking to other people. You state what you say, or you forget about it. You've got to do one or the other. You can't let him swiftly guide this whole thing around. You set the tone if you're so concerned, but I personally don't see that you love him, that you're intrigued, that he's attracted to you, but that's not the same as love, a feeling inside your heart. Okay?
Mm-hmm. But he throws that word around like it's nothing, and I feel like
well, exactly.
Great.
This is, you know the difference. You feel the difference. How can you so easily say that and then disappear or whatever and be mysterious? That's not love. That's like control. That's a control form, okay? So you go on, you make some new friends, you rise above all this, and you make your divisions and your dreams come true about what love is to you. When you have no problems, no hesitations expressing it, because you built up to that moment and you know that's what it's supposed to be for you, is a build. And, you know, you're doing that time to build together to make that moment happen. And you'll feel that. But right now you're feeling question marks and clouds, and all that is confusion. And that's just somebody trying to do the dance to hold you hostage, to keep you at bay. You have better things to do with your time, my dear. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Speak your truth. Speak your truth. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Namaste. Okay, we got another caller here in the 780. All righty. And just reminding everybody, please, if you take any time for yourself this year to do one good thing, do meditation. Start meditating. Start putting yourself there in giving yourself that permission for you. Make that appointment. Some people say, I don't have any time to meditate. I don't know how. Well, okay, you've spoken your truth. Now go find out. Go learn. Take a class. Go online. Watch YouTube. Get some ideas of what this is about and start committing to it. And stop putting off what you can't do because you don't know. Because we said we're erasing that verbiage. I don't know. We're erasing that. We're taking our own strength in our own hand and saying, I believe that I want to know about this so much that I'm going to start doing research and I am going to commit to meditation, even if it's once a week. And then it becomes more and more. Till pretty soon you've given some time every day. It's just like breathing, just like eating, just like putting on your clothes and going to work or wherever you do, or whatever you do in your day. It's just one more thing that you do for you. You've got to do this for you. So that's my wish for you. I'm going to take this caller now in the 780. Switchboard. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Venus. How's it going? Welcome to the new year.
Well, happy new year to you. And who am I speaking with?
I'm speaking with Jay in Canada.
Jay in Canada. Did you not call our show before a couple of weeks ago, maybe?
Well, I think maybe it did, so.
I recognize your voice. I'm pretty good with voices. So, well, Happy New Year to you. And how can I be of service for you, dear?
Well, you were talking about meditation. You're right about that. Mia made a commitment for doing meditation from a long time ago. I mean, I've been practicing meditation since 2003, but and committed very, very, very deeply into it between 2003 and 2004. And I get it into it now. And right now, it's really does wonders. I think what happens is that our truths that we speak can be the inner truth. And sometimes what deceives us is we always get bogged down in what is our really deep truth. And I feel meditation is a great way to go there. Some sort of meditation, like you said, visualization or silent meditation or something that will get you there to some sort of stillness for some time or moment so you can actually basically, you know, see the trees from the forest, or see the water below the pond that's all clear. So that's one thing to do. And it's a practice. It's a devotion. So
yes. So do you do transcendental meditation by any chance, Jay?
No. What I'm doing now is I was practicing meditation before my yoga intensive this year, which is this year. And the guided meditation and practicing right now, just being in the space of the earth element, what I'm studying right now. It's been really interesting.
Oh, good, good. Well, and so how you were saying that you speak your truth because you know that's your true inner self, connecting with your inner self. So what is one goal that you hope to be able to achieve this year with speaking your truth? Has there been a hang-up or a snafu for you?
Well, basically it started last year, and it's basically just writing. Writing is my like passion right now, like graphic designing and writing poems and things like that. So I've been about 10 poems, and I just write different things about around it, and it's been really, really creative. So speaking my truth that way, and just don't really care whatever the people think, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. So. And you know the creative self is a great expression of the true self. And, you know, many years I was a musician and songwriter and singer and such, and people would ask me, what do you write about or how is it you write? I said, well, I write about my life, and that's my truth. I couldn't sit here and design a story and write about that. I think even one of my favorite Canadian bands of all time, Rush, I think that even when Neil Peart was writing things in a way that dealt with nature and dealt with even history and such, he was still telling, weaving his story in with these other ideals. And it was a much deeper, much more profound, a sense of poetry to rock and roll. I mean, you know, that's just my take, but I saw a lot of shifting of the lyrics as years went through. But, you know, there's a great truth when you write what you're truly feeling. And if you have a hard time expressing that, and like say you're painfully shy, that you're, you know, or you don't want to write the you know, the Romeo romance story, heartbreak, you know, he took a different spin. Of course, he used all the elements and so on. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying, writing your poetry and being in a different connection in a meditative state this year with the elements. That is an awesome way to express your truth. Wonderful.
Sure.
So, and where in Canada are you?
I'm in Western Canada.
Canadian calls. Western, like BC area?
Oh, pretty close. Yeah, oh, pretty close. I'm in Alberta, the province next
Alberta.
Door.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so I'm sure it's cold there, as it is now in Florida. And they laugh when we say it's cold here, but it's cold for Florida, trust me. we do have people who call the show from Canada. It's always fun to speak to people from around the world on the show. So I thank you for your introspect and your words tonight, because it is about that, being able to summon the truth, whether it's through meditation or your writing, or you just summon the courage to say what you mean.
Hmm.
Well, thank you. Yes, yeah, so thank you so much, Jay, for tuning in. And did you have a question or anything?
Not tonight. Just chiming in, just commenting on the show. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome. And bless us anytime with a call again. Love to hear from
you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Take
welcome.
Care. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, that was so nice. And it makes me feel good to know that people are listening and looking at the show topic. And I have to laugh because I have a friend, Mike, who calls into the show from time to time. And he always says, you're so on point with what I was thinking about today. I was meditating or I was pondering on this and so on. And it's just, I listen. That's what I do one night before I decide what my topic is going to be or what spirit decides it's going to be. I just sit there and listen, and I wait, and I wait for all that to come. And I'm patient because even I throw out suggestions, and it's like, nope, not going to happen. That's not the topic. So I always say, you know, listen. Listen to your inner self, your higher self, actually. And you'll find your deepest truth. You'll find your answers. And where there is the will, there is the way. So if you have the courage to go within, then you have the courage to share in, on the outside and to connect and say what you need to say. I thank you so much for calling in tonight, all of you that did, and those of you who are listening and even on replay. I wish you all the best. Please contact me, info@venusandvelvet.com, or my fan page on Facebook. I'm Psychic Toray on Twitter and Instagram. And I wish you all the best of blessings, and stay warm tonight, stay healthy, stay positive, and speak your truth. Namaste.
And now, back to our show.